So our task tonight is to talk about the four rules of communication. And I want to say this session doesn't summarize everything the Bible says about communication because it says a lot. But there are four truths that we're going to talk about tonight that will help us. Our words can bring life and healing into our relationships, or they can bring struggle and death. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Life and death is in the power of the tongue." You know that old saying, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me"? That was a lie. In fact, in our counseling ministries, we sometimes, you know, just remind ourselves, nobody has ever come for counseling because they broke their arm when they were five and they haven't gotten over it yet. But we have had people come because their dad told them that they would never amount to anything when they were five, and it turned out to be true. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy, and they want to know what to do about it. The fact of the matter is words hurt, and words hurt a lot more than injury does sometimes. Then our words originate in our heart and are the natural outflow of what we want and what we desire. You know, the person who says, "Well, you know, I speak before I think." Do you realize that's impossible? Your mouth does not operate on its own. Now, we might be able to say that we didn't think very long or we didn't think very wisely, but we have to think before we speak. Because the scripture tells us it's out of the heart the mouth speaks. So our words come from somewhere. They originate in our heart. And sometimes you're going to have counselees who come and they'll say, "Hey, I want to improve my communication." And you're thinking to yourself, "Sweet, I got some notes on that." Pull out your notes, talk about four rules of communication. Can I suggest to you, don't do that? Please don't do that. We've spent the last 3 days talking about all kinds of stuff. Really important things about people's hearts, their relationship to the Lord, the work of the Holy Spirit. And the first thing we're going to do is toss out some notes on communication. No. We got to address matters of the heart. We got to help them have a greater walk with Jesus. Because if not, then they will confuse their arguments for just issues of communication as opposed to fundamental problems in their character. I remember one couple I was working with, and I asked how the week went, and they gave this sheepish little answer, like, "Well, I don't know." And I said, "Well, were there any conflicts?" And they said, "Yeah, we had a conflict, but it was really foolish. I mean, it was silly." And I said, "Well, just try me." So they got in an argument about a coat. It sounds trivial. Here's how it went down. They had a lot of kids. I don't know exactly how many, but it was a bunch of kids. You know the point where babysitters don't come without contracts? You know, you have one kid, it's fine. You know, two kids, maybe that's fine. But by the time you get into like five, six kids, they're like, "How much an hour? And I want that in writing," you know, kind of thing. So this couple didn't get out a lot. But this particular weekend, grandma and grandpa were going to take all the kids. So it was like, sweet. She was thinking to herself, "Man, this is awesome. This is going to be like a honeymoon night. It's been a while since I've gotten all dressed up and dolled up, and so we're going to have a great evening together." And so she spends the day thinking about what she's going to wear. She looks in her closet, evaluates all her stuff, and let's just say that she reaches a level of beautification that she has not reached in a long time. And she's not exactly sure how her husband is even going to respond to that. I mean, he might just collapse. Walk in the door, see her, have a heart attack, and die right then and there. I mean, she has not looked this good in a while. And so he gets home, and it was a day like today. I mean, kind of chilly. And they're scheduled to go on this date, and he runs and grabs a shower real quick. And the first problem is that he doesn't say anything about the level of her beautification. Big problem number one. She's done all this work. She's evaluated all her dresses, her outfits. She's matched her makeup to her outfit. I mean, she is looking fine, in her own words. (Laughter) And he doesn't acknowledge it. Big problem. So he gets done, gets his shower, gets cleaned up. They're getting ready to go. And he says to her, aren't you going to wear a coat? And she's like, and cover up this level of beautification? Like, seriously, dude, what's wrong with you? And then he kind of doubles down on it, and he's like, no, it's cold. I think you ought to wear a coat. And she's like, I'm going to be outside for like 5 seconds. It'll be just fine. And then he pulls this, well, she might get sick business because she's going out in the cold, and she's literally thinking, oh, my word, did he not pass 10th grade biology? Didn't he know that you don't get sick from being out in the cold, but you get sick from germs? I mean, otherwise, nobody in Canada would survive. They would all have been dead by now. So she just can't believe that this conversation is going down like this. He can't believe that she's being so stubborn about not putting on a coat. So they argue about it for 20 minutes. Finally, she grabs a coat, like, whatever. But they're so irritated at each other that when they get to the restaurant, they don't even talk. And so they end their honeymoon night very disappointed. And they explain to me that the issue was the coat. But you and I know it wasn't the coat. The coat was merely the circumstance that allowed the heart to come out. And what was really going on is he had desires and she had desires which were very different. And so they're not going to improve their communication until they understand how they started having moments like this. They weren't going to go anywhere unless they understood how they even got there to where a coat could be that big of a deal. They wanted to just chalk it off to, well, we were being ridiculous. No, they were not being ridiculous. They were functioning like people do. That is, they were allowing the desires and goals and interests of their heart to set the direction for how they were going to respond. And the answer was, in this case, conflict. I once had another case where these two argued a lot. In fact, they said that they argued 6 out of 7 days a week. Now, ironically, I asked them how they thought their marriage was, and they were like, oh, not bad. Okay, interesting. But I was talking with them and trying to figure out what their deal was. And, you know, 6 out of 7 days a week, they were arguing. And they just thought, well, we have communication problems. Oh, they have more than communication problems. They have character problems. And until those character problems are resolved, they will continue to have communication problems. They might find a way to have a manufactured peace for a little while, but it's only going to last so long before character wins again. And so we have to address that. Some people are blind to that. I once had a guy who said that he did root cause analysis for his job. And he did a root cause analysis of their marriage and determined that communication was the root cause analysis problem. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I didn't say it at that moment, but I was thinking, this guy's wrong. And this guy's terrible at root cause analysis. I don't know who he works for. But there is no way I would hire him to do root cause analysis. Because number one, I know he's wrong because the Bible says that the words that we speak come from our hearts. So it can't be a root. Communication is a fruit, always. So it can't be the root cause problem. And then second, in this case, the problems that they were coming for didn't have to do specifically with the way they talked. See, the reason they were coming is that he was having sexual relations with her best friend. And his root cause analysis is communication. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out those two things don't match. But he wanted to say the problems are really with her, and she's annoying, and